do you think ladies, females in particular, should be allowed to make friends? Like we already
Why not?
Let me finish my point. Let me finish my point. After I'm done, you can come in. The reason I'm asking this is, Cookie rightly said, there's always some competition between females. Some kind of competition. You would think they are moving on well.
Welcome to Ray Talks Podcast, a podcast that reflects on the global Ghanaian society, the people and their lifestyle, with your host, Raymond. We are happy to have you join us.
Welcome back once again to the Ray Talks Podcast show. This is the third episode, and as usual, I'm here with my guest, my right-hand person, Miss Maya, and Cookies, as well as Thomas. So I'll let Cookie introduce herself. As Thomas, you already know, so I'll let Cookie introduce herself to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, guys. My name is Ebling, but I live in Germany, Hamburg, and yeah.
great. Yeah, so rightly so, Cookie is here in Hamburg. So we have Miss Maya speaking from England, Thomas also from England. Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them are familiar with this here. So yeah, okay. Today's episode, we're going to talk about friendship, choosing a friend. I think when you speak about friendship, it raises lots of eyebrows. Being it positive, being it negative, we always have a lot to talk about when it comes to friendship. Friendship is basically the state of being friends. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's just get the ball rolling. So Maya, if I may ask you, do you still have friends from your childhood?
Yeah, I do.
That's great. Yeah. Thomas, you do?
I have a friend from my childhood.
And Cookie, I guess so, right?
I do. I still have friends from childhood.
Great. Okay, so are friends really necessary? Is friendship necessary? I'll start with you. Do you think friendship is necessary?
I was saying sometimes it's necessary, and then sometimes it's not really necessary. Depending on the kind of friends you are choosing, you want to roll with, will determine like what kind of friendship I think you should. So it will depend on the kind of people you are moving with. That is what I can say.
Okay. Cookie, you think it's necessary?
Yeah, having friends is necessary. It's very necessary, but sometimes it is vital. And having friends is necessary sometimes, because when you have a good friend that supports you in need or encourage you all the time, and they are happy for you when you achieve your goals, I think it's good. It's necessary. It's very necessary. Like having good friends, yeah.
So all positive vibes. Maya, what would you say concerning that?
Yeah. Friends, having a friend is very good. You have to have the one that would always push you, the one that would always encourage you, not the one that will be competing with you, not the jealous type.
Okay.
You need a friend that will give you good energy, positive vibes. So having a friend is very important. Sometimes it's not everything that we can share with our family members and all that. You know that, oh, this person I can confide in, come rain or shine, they're not going to let my secret out. Do you get it? So to me, it is very important to have a friend, not just any friend.
I see. But most of the times, or let's say if you pick like 10 people to share their experience when it comes to friendship, there is always majority of them saying, oh, friends are not good. You shouldn't rely on friends. Friends are this. Why is it always like that? If friendship is good, it's necessary. Why is it always like there is bad, some kind of bad energy attached to it? Thomas?
or I was saying, it all comes with the kind of friends you are choosing. Like my sister Maya said, some people will be in a low key, what should I say?
In a low key competition with you.
With you, which you think you call that person your friend, but you don't know that low key or deep inside that friend of yours, he or she have got to compete with you. That whatever you are doing, whether good or bad, like, so sometimes that is why I don't even know the word I should use. It all depends on the kind of people you are moving with. Yeah, the kind of people you are moving with. Because people are facing a lot, right? Sometimes you meet people and then, what am I trying to do today?
Don't worry, we get you. We understand what you want to say. Don't worry. Yeah.
So people will fix mouths. Low-key, they don't really like what you are trying to achieve in life. That's what you're trying to say, basically. So, yeah, with this being said, Cookie, why do you say it's necessary? Do you also have something to say add to what Thomas said?
Yeah, what Brother Thomas is saying is true. But me, when I choose a friend, I focus on the loyalty. I mean, loyalty is very important than ambitious or behavior or anything else. Loyalty. If the person is loyal, then why not? Then you're good to go. But it's not easy to even find a loyal friend these days. That's why, like you are saying earlier.
So all your friends are like top notch.
I can't say all my friends. That's why I'm saying loyalty is really, really important to me. If I choose a friend, yeah. But I can't say they are all 100%. I'm not perfect either. But that's all I can say. Loyalty is very important.
Okay. So, Maya, the necessity of picking up a friend. The necessity of picking up a friend. How do you think that comes in? Do you need some? Don't you think your family is okay?
You know, sometimes you can't do everything with your family. You need that one friend that you can gist with, that one friend that you can do activities with, that one friend you can do a whole lot of things with. So it's I wouldn't say very, very necessary, but it's good to have somebody that you can trust, somebody that you can be doing other things with outside your family, aside your family and aside your group of friends or your group of circles. You always need somebody. It's a must to have a friend that you can confide in.
Okay.
And so, like I said, not just any friend. I keep saying that, not just any friend. Yes.
Let's say I'm so naive. I want to start making friends. Like I haven't had any friends since I grew up. So let's say I'm so naive and I want to start making friends. What are some of the things you would advise me to look out for? Like the things I should, like a criteria for choosing a friend.
You know what? You need to look at the behavior. That is the first thing that you need to. You need to observe, be very, very observant about the person. The way they talk, the way they portray themselves, the way they put themselves forward, the way they talk. Because you can't just pick any friend who can't keep their mouth shut, who is always like that, you know. Behavior-wise, it's very, very necessary because was that proverb, you know. So your friend should be somebody, they carry themselves very, very, very well. They carry themselves in that high place. So you need to look at the behavior, the way they comport themselves, the way they talk. Are they respectful? If they've got manners, let me put it that way, manners.
Okay. So, Cookie, coming to you, what will you add to what Noah said? What are some of the criteria I should look out for?
And she's right. The behavior is also very, very necessary. And yeah, the behavior is really necessary. And to me, if you choose a friend from the beginning, looking at the behavior, you don't have to also tell the friend everything about yourself, because people change a lot and you never know. So to me, you check the behavior first, and then if everything is okay.
Okay, let's see. Yeah,
you just keep studying the person.
You're now talking about behavior. How would I be able to check the person's behavior? Give me a clue on that.
Studying the person, I think.
Okay.
Studying the person, I think, yeah.
And how they comport around you.
Okay.
How that person comports around you.
So, Thomas, there is always this thing, especially with ladies. Yeah, they are always good. They got each other's back until something happens. And then they forget about everything that they were in together. Yeah? Something happens, and then they tend to forget about how they started, how close they were. And you see, the friendship goes from there to there. Zero, down flat. With this, you check the person's behavior. And you thought, oh, this was my friend. This is my personal person.
Okay.
Doesn't mean if something like that happened and the person, let's say, squeezes you in front of people one day, doesn't mean you didn't do your due diligence well, you didn't do your checks well or what?
Well, what I would say is we are all saying behavior, and then it really matters. But one thing is you check yourself first. You as a person, you going to choose your friend. Like, you check yourself, your behavior. Like, how you want to move with that kind of friend you want to move with. Like, maybe I mean, like, talking about ladies, as you said, a lot of ladies, like, they've got competitions among themselves that they don't really know. There are two ladies here, they can testify themselves.
It's true.
Yeah. They don't know.
Sometimes you don't even notice it.
You don't know. Yeah. Until that very day, as you were saying, like, something happens. That is when you realize that real behavior. You know, people change. Like, you can change in just any minute. You can be good now. You can be bad now, depending on some particular operation. You get it. So I would say behavior, you check yourself first. And then you are choosing friends. You think about where you want to get to be.
So you should choose someone that you think is on the same page with you.
Not really on the same page. I would say it's fine. But you can choose people to weigh, like, the day above you small. Like, you get what I mean? That in life, you check yourself. Where do you want to get yourself into? Like, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? You get what I mean? So you start making friends. We, like, childhood friends are like, we were kids, so we do things equally. Yeah, like, whatever we are doing, man, it's like we know each other, so it will be like a normal thing to us. But as time goes on, like, you are growing, that you want to make good friends, and you choose people that are like that. Maybe this is where I want to get to. All right. So you go there, you make friends, and then you pick the good stuffs, and then you check yourself. As I was saying, the behavior starts from you. And God, the energy that you are bringing in, that same energy that the person, God, if I'm going to, like, Maya is my friend, and then always I'm calling Maya, telling Maya stuffs about other people. Yeah. If Maya is interested in that, what do you think is going to happen? It's always going to be like that. So the moment one day I might switch, or she might also switch, you know, like, secrets and then stuff starts popping.
Coming out.
Okay. Yeah. So check yourself first.
Okay. So for me, the key things, I think it's trust.
Trust. Yeah.
Like you said, being on the same page.
Yeah.
The kind of compassion the person have.
Yeah.
You know, because for someone to love you, the friend needs to love you. So, and you also have to love the person. So the kind of
compassion
you know, you have, and how you would like to be loved, You need to find someone that can love you like that, that can be there for you, that has always got your back, you know, so that you know you're on the same page. But we already looked if it's good to have friends or not. Now I want to know something concerning the negativities. People have lots of stories concerning the negativities. Growing up, we read books about this crab that because of friend,
yeah,
that he lost his head. Trusted his friend too much. Blah blah blah. We were used to being advised: do not make friends. Friends will lead you in the bad way. We can all attest to these things. And yeah, some have the experience that when they withdrew themselves from friends, their life actually went on good. Yeah, so it is conflicting now. You are also saying friends is good or friendship is necessary. What advice will we really give to our offsprings concerning friendship? What advice? Miss Maya, it's been a while.
You know what? We all have been through situations whereby friends have disappointed us and all that.
Yeah.
But we should also bear in mind that when you keep your circle very, very small,
mm-hmm.
you don't have a problem. When your circle becomes bigger, that is where the issues start coming in.
Okay, let me understand something. Keeping your circle small, does it mean you will not be open to your friend?
It's not like you'll not be open to your friend. The lesser friends you have, the lesser problems you get.
Okay.
Perhaps at least maybe two, three friends, it's enough. It's okay. You can be nice to everybody, but mm-hmm. not all of them should be your friend.
I see.
I see. Not everybody should be your friend. You can be nice, but not everybody that you are nicer to should be your friend.
Okay.
So
you want to tell me you should categorize people?
Definitely.
Okay.
And you need to be careful as well, whatever that you're telling your friend. It's not everything that you have to let your friend know.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are meant to be kept to yourself. You need to keep certain things to yourself. It's not everything. In as much as, me and Cookie are friends, that means I have to tell Cookie everything.
We will come there.
So,
Cookie, let's say your kids are growing up. What kind of advice would you give concerning friends?
Okay. The advice I can give my kids concerning friends is, since I have experienced a lot from friends, I've experienced a lot of good things and bad things from friends. So I'll set myself as an example. And then maybe there were some things I didn't also do right. I'm not perfect, like I said earlier. And I have realized my mistake. I can advise my child on what I did, the mistake I made earlier, for her not to repeat the same mistake when she grows up. And like Sister Maya said, having few friends is better. It's healthier than having a lot of friends, because it's even sad or very bad when three people are working together. Imagine what happens when you are not around. They'll be saying all sorts of things behind you. When you come back, the other person will be saying stuff about the other one, and then it creates a lot of drama at the end. So I've been through this before, and it didn't went well for me. So I would just advise my kids to be very careful when choosing friends and study the person very, very well. It's very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that having said, do you have to tell your friends everything?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
Why? Why?
Oh.
You don't have to tell your friends everything.
Okay.
In as much as you love them,
people change, you know. People change a lot. So you never know.
From your own words and from everything that you've said, check criteria for picking up friends. Okay, let's start from friendship being necessary. You said it's necessary. Criteria, there should be trust. There should be openness. There should be, you should be on the same page always and all that. They are all positive things that you look at before you pick up your friend. So how can you tell me you can't tell your friend everything? Because
that doesn't mean you should tell your friends everything. So that's very important. People change a lot. You never
trust can be there as well.
Trust can be there, but never tell your friends everything. There are some things you can discuss with your friends. There are some things you should keep to yourself. Mm-hmm. For me, it's advisable to call your mom or a closest family member and discuss that thing with not your friend. There are things we discuss with friends. There are things we keep to ourselves. Sometimes you feel like opening up to someone because you need advice or encouragement. To me, sometimes when I want to talk to a friend and I can't call my family member, I use somebody as an example to my friend so that she'll not know it's me I'm talking about. And then I'll seek her advice and see. That's what I mostly do.
Most of us hear that.
Yes, exactly. I'm not going to tell my friend that, hey, this happened to me or I want to do this. No. There are things I would talk to her about, but not this kind of...
Yeah.
There are people that always say, I will choose my family and my friend over my family. Like, there are people with some experiences or some experience. They mostly say, for me to tell my relative something, I would rather talk to my friend. What do you think is the kind of bond that they've built that he or she thinks she can tell a friend rather than their family?
You know, me, I come from a very small family. Mm-hmm. And we are very close, Sarah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I can't say much about somebody else's, what goes on in their family. It's, you know, I would rather say maybe they've got a very, very good bond between with their other family member. No? If you've got such a good bond, yes, you can literally share with them. But if you think the family that you grew up in, or from childhood, you saw certain things that were not right, you weren't treated well, you were looked down upon and all that, in a way, it kind of brings you down. It kind of makes you think or feel like, oh, you're lesser of a human being. That's why people say, I'd rather share my problems with my friend rather than a family member. And besides, family members, we shouldn't even share our problems with them. You know, a closer family member, I would rather share my problems with my mom or my brother. That's
what I said, yeah.
Is it? It's not
when I said closest family member, I meant my mom. Yeah, my mom too. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that means we don't trust ourselves. We don't pick friends based on the trust.
It's not like we don't trust ourselves. You know, you do. For you to have a friend, you need to trust the person. For you to tell that person things, you need to trust them. For you to open up, you need to trust the person. You can't start opening up to somebody if you don't trust them. But at the same time, it's not everything that you need to share with the person. It's not everything that you need to tell the person. It's not that you don't trust them. You do trust them, but there are certain things that need to be kept away from them. You can discuss everything. You can talk about everything. But if you think this particular thing, me sharing it, it's going to be a problem, I would rather not. I would just keep it. That doesn't mean I don't trust the person, or that doesn't mean I don't love the person, but it's just for protection. I'm just protecting myself.
I see. Okay, so listeners, this has still been your Real Talks podcast show, and like you know already, we are discussing friendship, choosing a friend. I'm here with my guest, Miss Maya, Cookie, and then Thomas. Yeah, we will look at one last point before we go. Do you think ladies, females in particular, should be allowed to make friends? Like we already barely.
Let me finish my point.
After I'm done, you can come in. The reason I'm asking this is, Cookie rightly said, there's always some competition between females. Some kind of competition. You would think they are moving on well, very well, very well, very well. But there's always some kind of competition. There was this lady. She was friend with another lady. They were very good friends. They moved together. They got each other's back. The lady was playing a double game, and the friend always got her back. The moment they had a grudge,
Their
friend went to the guy and told
them. Everything will be out.
That's females for you. When we are born like that, we can never change.
Yeah, it's females for you.
Yeah, we can never change. But
it's men, no matter what, do not break that bro code there.
I know, right?
It's not everyone. It's not everyone.
Thomas, will you break the bro code?
If you tell me something is with me, I'll take it to the group. I'm not like that. That will be bitching behind you. Even if we are no longer friends, we don't vibe like we used to be, nothing is going to come out of my mouth because you confided in me in a trustworthy way. Let me put it that way. You trusted me. That is why you confided in me. Everything that you did that you told me out of trust. So why should I betray you because we are no longer friends? Then that is not a friend anyway.
That's you, but you know some people are not like you. Let me use myself as an example. I was friends with one lady here, and as I'm talking right now, we are no longer like we used to be. In fact, we don't even talk at all. But if you ask me, I know a lot of things about her. Some things that we shared together when we used to be friends. Up till now, she's scared I'll tell somebody, and me, I don't even have time. I don't have a time. I'm minding my business. Sometimes she'll call someone and ask the person, hey, I'm scared Asumesi will call Asumesi and tell him this. And then the person will come and tell me, I say, forget, I don't have time. If I'll say it and come after that, I don't have time for that.
Yeah,
I get it. But some people too, they are different. So,
So we should agree or understand that when it comes to bitching, boys or men will never break that bro code, but women, the moment there's a grudge, they will break it.
Majority.
Let's put it that way. Majority. Yeah.
Okay. So, it's been a wonderful conversation. Our time has been fast spent, and I believe it's been a great time with everybody, the viewers and the listeners. They've all enjoyed. Right now, I will leave it up to you. If you have some last words you want to share with us, you can let it flow.
Well, we've all said a lot when it comes to friendship. It's good to have a friend, but at the same time, we have to choose wisely.
Okay.
That is what I'm saying. Choose wisely and know what to share and what not to share.
Okay.
And keep your circle very close, very, very small.
Great. Okay, Cookie.
Okay. All I can say is, in this era, it's very, very difficult to find a true friend. There is nothing like true friendship, like most of the times. So I'm not asking anybody not to make friends. You can make friends, but be careful. Like, my sister is saying, choose wisely and keep your circle very tight and close. That's all I can say.
Okay. So always watch your back. In brief, that's at least our
watch your back.
Giving. Yeah, so This is where we will bring the show to an end. I thank you all for coming. Please do not forget to follow me on all platforms. This podcast is available on the podcast platforms. We have the Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You can also find the video on YouTube. Do not forget to follow me, please. When you go to my bio page, you'll find all the links there. Just click on the link. It will redirect you to the various platforms. Thank you all for coming, and I hope
you don't.
Thank you for being a part of this episode of the Ray Talks podcast. Kindly support us by subscribing and sharing to family and friends. See you next time.